Now, I must point out that these adventures are much more complex and subtle than I've made them sound. The procedure is not always exactly by fifths, and there are twists and turns which would take hours to describe accurately, even to a classroom of Harvard music students. The best I can do is to give you some insight into this marvel of ambiguity, the diatonic containment of chromaticism, so that when you hear, for instance, in the second movement, this extraordinary chromatic passage. You can also be aware of the strong diatonic underpinnings, those fifths, again, striding inexorably from tonic to dominant. See if you can hear them. Even in the third movement, the minuet, which is extremely diatonic, is hardly chromatic at all. Mozart can't resist, just before the end, one of his charming chromatic excursions. But instantly, it all writes itself in a classical dominant tonic cadence. But the most breathtaking chromatic trip of all occurs in the final movement, which begins, as you remember, innocent enough and tonally not too eventful throughout the whole exposition. But then again comes the development section, and all hell breaks loose.